Riverside Chevrolet.
It's 4 o'clock already.
Stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump revoking the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. He's also considering revoking or barring reinstatement of security clearances for several other former officials, including former National Intelligence Director James Clapper.
My understanding is this is being looked at on a case-by-case basis, which is why each individual is being reviewed and determination made at that point.
White House spokesman Sarah Sanders denies the president is targeting critics. The tax and bank fraud case against former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort now in the hands of a jury.
Prosecutor Greg Andres said Paul Manafort lied about millions of dollars he had stuffed in overseas bank accounts. He also said Manafort filed false tax returns for 5 years in a row. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing, has been trying to place blame on Manafort's former business partner, Rick Gates. If convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it.
Was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret. I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Any normal person would leave it alone, but I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
No, it's Greg Biddle. Just a close resemblance. At 5 minutes after 4 o'clock, got a couple of callers on the line. So why don't we go to them first as okay. We continue to put the fun, the happy back in happy hour. Yeah! Even if we need sound effects for that extra push. Debbie.
Hey, I love that yoga pants.
Yeah, I get a lot of requests for that. I'm playing it almost like
the song's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I can just picture him doing that in my mind.
You've been hanging around.
I don't know who it is, but... Oh, I know. But anyway, I was just going to say, I don't know if you've ever read the book Secret. It was really kind of one of those bestsellers for a little bit. I did. I didn't believe everything it said, but there's something that caught in it that absolutely fits what you're saying about today. Wherever you direct your thoughts, wherever you spend that energy on, you know, everything that comes through your mind, that's pretty much where everything is pointing to. That's what you get. And it's kind of true. I mean, if you're always walking around upset, aggravated, nobody wants to come near you. They're afraid to come near you. Oh, God, if I say anything, they're going to go off on me. I can see them, you know, getting mad, and you want to avoid them. But yet when you're smiling and you're coming in and, hey, everybody, how you do? Yeah. Everybody just wants to be all over you, you know?
And I'm happy that you said that you didn't completely buy that book, because it's true that if you want to be successful, it helps to envision that success.
I haven't read the book. I have seen the September Archie comics, and I can talk about that.
Yeah?
All right.
You ever read Calvin and Hobbes?
I have.
Yes.
In fact, I may auction it off.
Yeah.
I have a leather-bound complete collection of Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh.
It weighs about 50 pounds.
I've got a bunch of those books at the house. Collection.
I think it's got every Calvin and Hobbes cartoon ever made.
Yeah, definitely a good one. I like that.
Remind me, I'll bring it in for show and tell.
I wish I could come see it. I have to tell me when. I'll have to make a trip.
Joey's going to help me. He's going to, because sometimes he'll text me during a break on the Dan show about something. So if he remembers to text me, maybe I'll remember to take it from its secret spot.
I serve as Greg's memory occasionally.
Yeah. It's a tough job.
I need to. Can you do me?
No help whatsoever.
No, I cannot do you, Debbie.
Oh, darn it. Nobody can help me.
I'm limited in resources.
Oh, yes, and, I'm a full-time job. God love you, and you've got enough on your hands, so
yes,
I'd hate to do that to you.
But no,
you guys, you're doing a great job, and I love the Paul Harvey because he always made you feel good when you finished listening to him.
Sure.
That was one of my favorites growing up. And I do hope somebody comes in and kind of fills the shoes any bit.
Paul Harvey.
Face when you... Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yes. Good day.
Thank you, Debbie.
Good memories.
We appreciate it. Here's Ron.
Oh, well, what's up, Greg and Joey?
Well,
no, we're just hanging in there, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, I was just listening to you. Man, you had to excuse me. You caught me munching on Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its?
Uh-huh. Oh,
I thought you said Jesus. It almost sounded like Jesus.
I thought you said Jesus.
So excuse me there. Yeah. But anyway, a little bit earlier you talking about the tempter, and I got the warning. You also mentioned your 10,000 collection of whatever,
sound effects,
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You got any hotter than the firecrackers?
Huh?
You got any hotter than a firecracker? You got any things along that? Them lines, the only reason I'm saying, you with me?
Yeah,
sort of.
Well, the only reason I'm saying, it's pretty hot day today.
Yeah, it is. Heat index is at 1.
I know how you like to, I know how you like to throw in one of your recordings, to go along with whatever you talk about every now and then.
Yeah.
But anyway, you mentioned earlier something about y'all was going to check on the temperature, but I must have missed whatever y'all ever said.
It's 93, heat index is 73, or the humidity is 73, so the heat index is 103.
Oh, okay. Well, that ain't all so real terrible, but it's bad enough.
105 is considered dangerous, so.
I enjoy what you do, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I like going through these and looking for stuff that, we played a whole bunch of times. And
I love it when you click on a provocatively labeled one. I love it.
Provocatively labeled?
Yeah.
Well,
any in there?
I
know you got a few in there.
I'm browsing through them.
Mm-hmm.
I may or may not come across something that fits that.
Mm-hmm.
While we are joined by
the sassy lousy with the classy chassis.
And that model year chassis just celebrated an anniversary yesterday, and we're celebrating her at Baumhauer's after the show tonight. Hi, LaDonna.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing awesome.
And today,
yesterday.
Yesterday was your actual birthday.
Yes.
But we congregate. Well, I haven't as much. I've been working Wednesday nights.
Yeah,
but
so that's why I have to spread the love and make the birthday last.
Exactly.
So I can celebrate with everybody.
It should be a week-long affair.
I think so, too.
Yeah, let's tell Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
I just found Leave It to Beaver with Billy Idol. We haven't played that in a long time.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have that coming up in our efforts to put the happy back in happy hours.
And,
I
still to this day respect Billy Idol for putting that a-hole who was disrespecting Julia Guglia in The Wedding Singer in his place.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
That's a movie.
Yes.
And Billy Idol was in it?
Yeah, yes. He's on the plane that Adam Sandler thinks he's, like, done. Like, he didn't get the girl.
Yeah.
And the other girl married the guy who's cheating on her, but he's got all the money and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so Adam Sandler's in first class, and he starts telling everybody his sad story about what happened. And one of the people is Billy Idol. And then the flight attendant figures out that the girl and the a-hole are on the plane.
Oh.
And so one of the guys who blocks the a-hole from being able to keep Adam Sandler from professing his love to Julia is Billy Idol.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. I was really proud of Billy in that moment.
Let me put that on my to-do list to see that film.
That movie's great.
I missed it. I saw parts of it.
That's a great movie. Yeah. One of my favorite Sandler ones.
And I'm not a big Adam Sandler fan, but I do like that one.
He kind of peaked. Yeah. I love all of his early films.
The early ones are good.
I love Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Wedding Singer, The Waterboy. What else is that? Big Daddy is great. I even will sneak in a watch of Mr. Deeds, even though it's not that good.
Yeah.
But I still like it.
Mm. I like playing the Hanukkah song.
That's
in December.
Yeah, that is good.
He's okay. Well, yeah. He did some good, like Lunch Lady. That was funny.
Lunch Lady.
With Chris Farley, from the golden era of SNL.
I was about to say, wasn't he doing like Opera Man at that time too, with like Dennis Miller and Norm or something like that on Weekend Update? Sandler just, I don't know. That was the guy, one of the top comedians or comic minds when I was a kid, and he's sort of gone downhill a little bit.
Well, he went in La La Land with those movies.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, kind of a stretch.
Speaking of SNL and putting the happy back in happy hour,
y'all
got to play this for Rich before he heads off to St. Louis for a weather conference.
Get up, start your day, hey, in the cheerful St. Louis way. From Chesterfield to Ferguson, Kip and Jenny, make your morning fun.
Rise and smile, St. Louis.
Okay, let's just plow through this. How was your weekend, Jenny?
Spend it holding a fireplace poker and protecting my property. So why don't we skip the chit-chat and talk about some weekend events?
Enrollment is open for the annual 5K holiday fun run. If you're looking for a good jog, it's being called the most superior race in town. Now, why would you write that phrase?
Downtown on December 9th, the Blackies are performing. I'm sorry, the Blackies. I'm truly sorry.
I'm going to continue speaking quickly so I don't think about that moment.
Oh, I just thought of someone that's not us. Let's go to Trisha Darby with a traffic report. Trisha, how's the traffic out there?
Bad.
Good stuff. Are we happy yet?
I'm feeling a little happy.
Yeah, I think I'm my happy just a tad.
I wanted to ask LaDonna, though, did you get everything you wanted for your birthday?
Yes.
Nice. Good for you.
And tonight you have friends and camaraderie?
Yes.
As the gang at Bomb Hunt. Now, this is, she's like our gangster lady. She's in our little mob at Baumhauer, she's the godmother.
The godmother.
The godmother, yes. Yeah, you're the one. You're the glue to the group, that's for sure.
Yeah, we went to El Jalisco last night to eat.
Well, I'm glad for that.
Yes, the 99-cent tacos.
Ah, yes, and you can stuff yourself.
And I've not been a big fan of the chicken. I usually get one beef and one taco, but their chicken was delicious. It was flavored, and it was lots.
Next time you go, try the grilled chicken or the crazy chicken, the Pollo Loco.
Yeah, I've heard y'all talk about it.
And their prices are even
phenomenal.
Yes. Lots of food.
Moist and well-spiced. Like, chicken shouldn't be dry.
No, it was definitely flavored. That's why I'm not a bit, and this is the best one I've had so far.
There's a knack to making chicken that way, because I grill about 40 tenders every week for dogs.
Yeah.
For Bailey, she comes, she'll look for me in the morning. Waiting for me to come out, because I always have a piece of tender in my pocket.
Yeah, I got the juicy chicken. It's not dry.
But what you do is you take it off the grill. Don't get it dark. Don't get it, where there's char marks on it, because then it's likely to be dry, even if it's thoroughly cooked. Get it when it's just looks done on both sides, then wrap it in foil.
Oh.
That'll help it finish the cooking process, and then it's very juicy. Last night I had a chicken club sandwich that I made for myself with a tender, split it up, and it was very tasty.
I made a, I got a bunch of crab dip, and I got salmon on a plank, and I took like 3/4 of that crab dip. It's a shallow little container. Smeared it on top of the salmon, not yet cooked.
Yeah.
In the oven at 325 for 40 minutes.
On the planks?
On the plank.
Why is it that wood?
I don't know.
Is such a thing with salmon? Because Roz got me those.
Well, it's not just any, it's cedar.
Wood planks.
Mm. Yeah.
I haven't used them yet because I really don't understand.
Flavor.
You probably don't want to use like pine wood.
Okay.
That would be a weird taste.
I
need some wood?
No, I got the planks. I just, you got to figure out how to use them.
Use them, yeah.
Okay.
Don't let a plank go to waste.
Good. I'll work on that, and I'll see if I can't replicate your salmon, your phenomenal salmon idea.
Yeah.
Salmon.
It's good.
That's how he says it. Salmon.
Salmon.
And when you're a baby boomer family, one of the easy meals that mom could feed the whole gang with was salmon patties.
Yeah, well, those are okay.
Topped by delicious creamy soup with peas. Cream, not cream peas, but it was a sauce that was filled with peas. And it tasted good on the salmon.
I'm not a pea fan.
Speaking of which, we have a survey here about where people would choose to go for an emergency bathroom need.
Okay.
I'm just going to send this over to Alabama Rising as a possible topic one morning, because we do, you know, goofy things. But upon further review, I said, nah, I don't want them to think that, you know, we're thinking of bathroom stuff. Even though we always have a topic.
Yeah.
Every one of those segments starts with a focal point.
Yeah.
4 minutes later, we're on the other side of the moon.
Yeah, y'all got off quickly today. Because I didn't hear, what was your best year as far as...
Well, my point was, you know, you really kind of have to ask this question to people who have lived some life.
Right.
But Rich and I both agree, these are the good old days.
Yeah.
Because you just can't go back and redo, so why waste the time? You know, the 30s were awesome.
Yes.
For me, they were absolutely fantastic.
I've been told, and especially talking to other people, I'll be 30 December 1st, is that the 20s haven't been great. They're a little tough. You're trying to figure out life. I mean, they're not terrible, but and my 20s haven't exactly been the greatest. Some self-inflicted, some things out of my control. But I hear the 30s are like the peak years. 30s and 40s are like
30 and 40,
peak in what regard?
Money and opportunity.
I think what he means is it doesn't take you to do all night, but you can do all night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like it does now.
Hopefully I'm not peaking
well,
early.
That.
It's okay. It's like you're still, you know.
It's part of life.
What's the rush? Who's counting? Nobody. By the way, in that survey on where people would go in a bathroom emergency,
our survey said
41% said find a public bathroom, 21% buy something from a restaurant to use their bathroom, or 16% said sneak into a restaurant to use the bathroom without buying something. Yeah, most places, don't they have to let you go if you're...
They don't have to. Just look at Starbucks.
Well, my thing is, if you go to a restaurant, remember to use it before you leave, because then it's bad when you leave. You ain't got nowhere to go. You're on the road.
This is true. Listen to what Mama says. So if you're coming to join us at Bomb Hours tonight and you have a good time with us and enjoy the happy hour drink specials and everything else, make sure you use Bob's Potty before you hit the road. All right. For those of you who may be looking for another set of wheels for the house, maybe you're part of a carpool now, you need a little more room. No matter what type of vehicle you're shopping for, if they don't have it at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, they can locate it for you, especially if you're looking for a specific model and model year. Their locator service is second to none. At JackIngram.com, you can shop by price from under $5,000 to over $25,000, or you could do like I did, just go see Tip Tames and tell him what you're looking to do. For me, it was, I'd like to trade this one in. I want an SUV with very, very low mileage, and I'd like my payment to go down with no money down on the new vehicle. And in 20 minutes, he had me done on a new Rogue, a purchase with which I'm very happy. And two others. Never ask you to spend your money where I haven't spent my own when it comes to automobiles. Great service, during the process. Great follow-up afterwards at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop now at jackingram.com. We've got traffic, news, weather, and then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope your Wednesday afternoon is going well. Everything's looking pretty decent for you out on the roadways this afternoon. We're not seeing anything on the interstate systems to give you any problem. Looks like the 31s are okay. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway running along without any trouble. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop at Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, That's By Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's radio show is sponsored by not that company, the other company.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A pedestrian is recovering after being hit by a car last night in Montgomery. Police say the accident happened in the 5800 block of Monticello Drive just before 9 o'clock. A juvenile is now in custody following an overnight robbery and shooting in Montgomery. Police responded to a call of shots fired in the 1100 block of Ann Street around 1:30. Police say the victim was punched and then had his vehicle stolen. They say another person then shot at the suspect. The juvenile was found a short time later. A West Alabama man shot and wounded his adult son during an argument over chicken wings while they were watching football. According to District Attorney Michael Jackson, 77-year-old John Carver was convicted by a Dallas County jury of first-degree domestic violence. Carver shot his son in the chest while they were watching an NFL game in 2016. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
You can make a mistake on the air.
We had a very Darrison. Let's go ahead, Terrace Station. Let's go to the head of the pit.
Let's go ahead, Terrace Station. Let's go to the bit the head of the pit.
It was worth the white knuckle ride. You were hysterical.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The blazing heat of summer continues, and the rain chances are not zero, but very small as we work our way through the next few hours. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Tomorrow, kind of a routine summer forecast with a few scattered hit or miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening. High tomorrow, 93. Better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday as well. Scattered to numerous storms around with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Stay on top of the summer thunderstorm season by downloading our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. Plus, get instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town, because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao!
That's amazing!
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy Hour Classic.
It's the all-new Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Billy Idol as the Beaver.
Dear, when Hunter came home, did you notice how he had his hair cut this afternoon?
No, I didn't see him. Do you have it cut too short?
No, but you should see what he had that barber do to him. Why, it's up on the side, and in the back it sort of goes all like this, and it's all full of oil. Well, honey, I can't describe it. You just have to see it.
Well, let's take a look at it.
Watching too many of those live television shows.
Don't you think he could see how ridiculous he looks to us?
Oh, I'm sure he will see sooner or later, June, but in the meantime, it's practically impossible for parents to make a boy see himself through their eyes.
Well, I wish he'd see himself through somebody's eyes. I've just about had enough of it.
Beaver. That's how comedy is made. You take something that doesn't belong in something and put it there. Because you really don't think of Billy Idol when you think of Leave It to Beaver, but that worked out very well, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah, unexpected juxtaposition.
Yes. Mm. So while that was playing, I've been just clicking through, looking for things that we haven't played or that are still there.
Sure.
This one here, this is an announcer describing a UFC fight.
Yeah. Wait, this is Joe Rogan?
No. No, this is, I don't know the announcer's name, actually, but
Mike,
the guy that was fighting was named Danny Maenas.
Trying to slice Maenas open, consistently testing that midsection of Maenas. Maenas getting beaten on.
What's the back of the head?
Could be in trouble here, Maenas. Maenas is relaxed here, Pat. Still right in the back of Maenas. Good defense here from Maenas. Maenas flattened out. Maenas flat on the canvas. We are ready to rock and roll. Second round of action. There is a cut on Maenas. Maenas is ready to pounce here. They shoots in early. Maenas defends it. Maenas is in a bit of pain here.
You watch one, I'll watch the other, Michael.
I'll watch Maenas. Maenas taking from Skye, then the ringside physician has just popped in there to look at Maenas. Maenas trying to work the clinch. Here the referee saying, stay busy, Danny. He's left the arm in his anus. Maenas could be in trouble. Maenas just stuck here. When he pops the head out. Maenas all bloodied up here.
That that's a real, I mean, that's an actual event being described there.
I can't imagine being in the audience.
Or listening. Yeah, like, am I hearing this for real? Here, I think you and your grandpa are close, right?
Yes, yeah.
I'm just going through stuff here. You know, my day was made when John Brennan had his security clearance revoked. We should celebrate that tonight at Bomb Hours along with your birthday. Your birthday's more important, but still, just seeing that old pickle puss get his belongs in jail. That should be the next step. Six stressful situations your grandparents never had to deal with.
Okay.
You like a really old post on Facebook or Instagram, then you realize it looks like you were stalking the person online. You know, there's a term for this now. It's called deep like.
Ooh.
Deep like.
I don't mind a deep like.
With that deep voice you got?
Your grandparents never had to worry about taking a sick day to hang out with friends, then have somebody tag them in a photo when they were out partying instead of homesick, as they told their boss.
Yeah, but aren't some grandparents on Facebook? And I really think grandparents are some of the ones that are most guilty of deep liking. It's my theory.
Could be.
Because they don't understand the etiquette.
I mean, when I realized the reach of Facebook, because I was hearing from so many people I hadn't talked to in years and years, that I could also do the same. That was kind of fun, just to see what some people were up to.
But also, with the Facebook stalking thing, I get it. And like, it's a thing, it's a term. But you posted these photos on a public forum, and somebody's looking at them.
Yeah.
I guess that's stalking.
But what you have to do, if you go out with your friends, if you fake a day off and you go out with your friends, you got to tell them, don't put any pictures, including me, online.
Yeah.
Because it could cost you your job.
Yeah, it could.
Or just don't do it.
You know, most of this is crap.
Yeah, if you're going to fake a sick day, stay at home.
For real.
Right.
Join us at Bomb Hours tonight. That's what we say. That's where the party is this evening as we celebrate LaDonna's birthday and John Brennan losing his security clearance.
Woohoo!
And not necessarily...
In that order.
Well, I mean...
Is there anybody more ugly than John Brennan? He's just a weird looking
His
dude.
Natural face. He looks like old Harold Delaney when he's playing Scrabble. No, look, every picture you see of him...
Yeah.
Like this. Hang on, let me get the one on Fox.
Sure, yeah.
Look at him.
Oh, my goodness.
That's old Harold Delaney looking around the room for something to spell.
Oh.
That's
never
creepy.
Heard tell of a boot?
Never heard tell of a boot? I could see that coming from him. So anyway, please join us. You'll be over there.
Yeah, I'm cutting out of here a little bit early
today. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you get for, you know, doing your job well.
This is part of,
thank you, Joey.
This is part of our it's part of our radio station business too. So it's not like you're avoiding work.
Oh no.
You're part of our public relations
here late,
team.
So it's good. It's a good thing.
Hey, this show being the job creation machine that it is, a reminder: Mr. Electric wants electricians with 3 to 5 years experience, or perhaps a retired electrician who would like to work a few hours a week for good money and for a great team of people at Mr. Electric, Dan Black. Reach out to him at 399-0059. Did you hear what happened to Rich yesterday?
Yeah.
He's on the phone. He's on the phone with Mr. Electric because he's interested in the Generac backup generator. And as he's talking to them about it, his power goes out. For almost 3 hours, I guess.
Was it 3 hours? Wow.
Yeah. And he said, this is the greatest marketing ploy I've ever seen in my life. We're talking about a generator, and then, boom, out goes the power.
Yep.
Well, that's a disconcerting, because you hear so many people talk about how the grid could be hacked, and when it does go out, until you know why, answer that question.
Why?
Did the power go out? You don't know. So you're kind of at the mercy at that point. And after 2 or 3 hours, you wonder when it's going to come back on. Those were the Generac backup generator for Mr. Electric. Don't need to worry. That can easily power a 2,000 to 2,500 square foot home. Talk to Mr. Electric about it. You can get $200 off. And the sooner you call, the better and the faster they can arrange installation. Because we're about to turn the corner into the Atlantic hurricane season. Who knows? We've had Opal. We've had Ivan. We don't know what's coming, but you don't want to be on the phone when we're under a watch or a warning asking for help. It's going to be hard to come by. So call them at 269-8886, 269-8886, or MysteryElectric.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still moving along pretty well. No accidents, no delays right now on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, or Atlanta Highway. The 31s are okay. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are all clear as well. The back-to-school savings sale at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter continues with 150 quality late-model vehicles to choose from. That's at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Walker, Traffic Ranger.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A juvenile is now in custody following an overnight robbery and shooting in Montgomery. Police responded to a call of shots fired in the 1100 block of Ann Street around 1:30. Police say the victim was punched and then had his vehicle stolen. They say another person then shot at the suspect. The juvenile was found a short time later. A West Alabama man shot and wounded his adult son during an argument over chicken wings while they were watching football. According to District Attorney Michael Jackson, 77-year-old John Carver was convicted by a Dallas County jury of first-degree domestic violence. Carver shot his son in the chest while they were watching an NFL game in 2016. A pedestrian is recovering after being hit by a car last night in Montgomery. Police say the accident happened in the 5800 block of Monticello Drive just before 9 o'clock. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The blazing heat of summer continues, and the rain chances are not zero, but very small as we work our way through the next few hours. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Tomorrow, kind of a routine summer forecast with a few scattered hit or miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening. High tomorrow, 93. Better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday as well. Scattered to numerous storms around with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Stay on top of the summer thunderstorm season by downloading our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. Plus, get instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town, because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Schools back in session, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only,
Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dame, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you for calling the United States Armed Forces. All of our units are currently busy assisting other customers in various trouble spots around the world. When you hear the beep, please leave the name of your country, the nature of your crisis, and a number where we can reach you. As soon as we finish cleaning up the Balkans, Iraq, Korea, China, Y2K, and our compulsory consideration of the feelings of others orientation classes, we'll be happy to return your call. For more options, please press 1 now. If your crisis is small, immediate in nature, underfunded, and close to the ocean, press 1 for the United States Marine Corps. If your crisis is distant, with a mild climate and good hotels, and can be solved by one or two low-risk, high-altitude bombing runs, please press 2 for the United States Air Force. If your crisis can be resolved with a bit of gray flannel, flags, and a really good marching band, press 3 for the United States Navy. Please note that Tomahawk missile service is extremely limited and will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. If your crisis is not urgent, press 4 for the Rapid Deployment Force. If you're in real trouble, press 5 for the U.S. Army Special Operations Command Center. Your request will be processed as soon as the compulsory credit check is completed. Please note that the Army Special Command may bill your account at any time, and the actual specifics of the charges will be classified. If you'd like to join the U.S. Army, where you'll be shouted at for low pay, have your wife and family stationed miles from civilization, and are prepared to work long hours, risk your life in all kinds of weather and terrain, while watching Congress constantly erode your pay and benefits package, please stay on the line. A bitter, passed-over Army recruiter in an old strip mall down by the post office will be with you shortly. Thank you for calling the United States Armed Forces.
Does anything paint a better picture than the bitter, passed over sergeant in a strip mall at the recruiting office? Paint a better picture than that. That's pretty good, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm still caught up on how freaky John Brennan looks. Like,
he is.
Does he get a new, like, scar or, you know, pockmark for every person he kills?
Here's the thing. He looks like he hasn't had a BM in about 10 years, and it's just backed up all the way to his eyebrows.
Yeah.
And that's what I think he needs, something with a lot of fiber in it. A lot of fiber in it. Just we're kind of doing risky clicks here this afternoon.
I think you'd lose a few inches though.
Yeah. Here's the face of everything that's wrong with government. Power corrupts, and it corrupted him. And they had it all figured out, man. Because nobody would have found out about any of this stuff if Hillary had been elected president. They're going to cover all that up. She's going to be our next boss. That's what Stroke told Lisa Page when they weren't sleeping together. It's in the text. And yet there are people, oh, they're going to be outraged that Trump did this to such a... Did you see that Stroke is using the Weekly Standard to up the ante? He wants $500,000 now. He found enough dumbasses in this country to get him $350,000, I think that was the last, on the GoFundMe. $350,000, and who gave him that money?
I bet you it's more than that, too, at this point.
Bitter, pissed off, who don't even know why they're so angry. Well, if I do this, I'll feel better. Crazy. Well, here's one we haven't played in ages.
Lord Lightfoot, Canada's most incredible singer.
I got married to the widow next door.
Kate Ellen produces, Gord sings every song ever written. A remarkable 379 album set, complete with music and lyrics, so you can sing along as Gord sings every song ever written. You get Midnight in Moscow, Bits and Pieces, and Happy Birthday. And now, for the first time, a special offer of unreleased Gord Lightfoot versions of some of the great songs of all time.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast.
You get the Soviet National Anthem, Polka Time, Jesus Joy of Man's Desiring, and, of course, Gord's own 76 trombone.
76 trombones, let the big good be.
Gord Lightfoot, a legend in his own time.
Gord, it's close behind.
Gord sings every song ever written, only $4.99. Tape or cassette, $6.99. That's tape or cassette, $6.99. Available everywhere.
That's Canada's SCTV making fun of one of their own.
That's what I thought that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Dave Thomas doing the voice on
there. Okay, yeah.
It is 4:46 for some reason. We thought that would be amusing whenever we put it in the system. That's always subject to change. Here's Butch.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Butch?
Fine, and yourself?
Yeah.
Now, you know, he's talking about Brennan, you know, he is shot. There's no doubt about that. But to me, Mueller looks like Frankenstein.
Or Herman Munster or somebody.
Herman Munster or one of them.
That long, ridiculous face.
Yeah, I mean, they're both pathetic.
I'm looking at, Drudge has been doing this headline thing.
Yeah.
And I guess these are Omarosa's descriptions of Trump.
Yes.
Mueller probe seen pushing past hair that you pluck, causing a cluster of hairs to sprout in its place, demanded September 1st deadline. Hey, if you can't find anything by September 1st, don't look for a lot of public support if he fires you or has Jeff Sessions put an end to the whole farce. It ain't going to happen.
I doubt it, too.
There's just nothing there. If there was, and they're that inept that they couldn't figure it out in 18 months, enough. Enough.
Exactly. I mean, that's it, period. I mean, it should have never been to start with.
But you got to come to Bomb Hours tonight.
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, well, look forward to seeing you there, my friend.
And you too, sir.
All righty. It is 4:48. Now, this one is labeled Gator Attack. I don't remember why we put this in, but let's find out.
If you thought Florida was exciting with its hurricanes, shark attacks, giant pythons, wildfires, flesh-eating viruses, and killer bees, then just you wait, because the Florida Department of Tourism is bringing back an old favorite, alligator attacks. That's right. Now, for a limited time only, prehistoric monsters will drag you off the jogging path and rip off your limbs with razor-sharp teeth.
I'll tell you, things were getting boring around here with the constant hurricanes and shark attacks. The wife dang near fell asleep during her last giant python in a wildfire encounter. Even a hurricane flinging sharks at you gets old after a while. Billy Ray, get your arms back from that alligator, scrape off them flesh-eating viruses, and get ready for school.
Florida, if we can't think of a new way to kill you, we'll bring back an old one.
Okay. That is true, by the way, the whole python thing. Idiots getting these giant snakes. It costs a ton of money to buy enough rats to feed them while they're cooped up in a glass cage. So they let them out in the Everglades, and they've totally disrupted the environment out there. It's bad.
Good Lord.
Pick a letter between A and Z.
U.
U. All right. Because we're just looking for stuff we haven't played in a long, long time. And let's see.
Anything about underwear?
Underwear, no, nothing.
Anything provocative under you?
Under 17, not admitted without parent.
That's it. Now, there's a couple of things in here. There's the Ugly app.
Just got the Ugly Meter app for my iPhone. It scans my face and tells me how beautiful I am, just like my friends and family have been telling me for years. Okay, so now that my face has been scanned, I just push the results button.
You are hideous.
Okay, wait. Obviously, there's a glitch. Let me try again.
You are horrifically repulsive.
Now, hold on! This thing isn't working right! I want a second opinion!
My God, you're a vile creature. You should be hunted down by a torch-carrying mob.
The ad said this was supposed to be fun and amusing!
Your name and address are being sent to Facebook and Twitter so that people in your area can gather their children and lock their doors and windows.
No!
The Ugly Meter app.
from the people who brought you Am I Too Fat and Stupid to Go on Living?
I found something by Adam Carolla in You. This is okay. Good, too.
I'm black. I'm Hispanic. I'm Asian. I'm a student at Utopia University.
This university was created so I could be me. Unless I don't want to be me, then I can just be somebody else.
You can pee next to me.
Our campus is inclusive and recognizes the needs of all students.
Except the Jews.
Our commitment to diversity means that nobody graduates until they think just the right way.
At Utopia University, there are no violent words to hurt me.
I will punch you if you're a fascist.
I'm going to be the next Che Guevara.
We speak out against privilege.
We've checked our privilege.
Welcome to Utopia U.
A wonderful place to learn that everything your parents taught you is wrong.
It's all here at Utopia U, man.
It's not based in reality. It's based on your reality.
Wait, hold on a second.
Adam Carolla. The saddest part about that is it's so incredibly accurate.
Yes.
That was it under you. Pick another letter.
T.
There's a lot in T's. And I got 3 pages of Thanksgiving before I even get to stuff we haven't.
Would you like me to pick again?
No.
Okay.
No, we're here. We may as well look at Thanksgiving, tax... Tea Party Rock, Tebow, Teddy Bear Picnic, we played that recently. Oh, you remember Mark Foley, the congressman that had to resign because he was caught with underage? There's a...
There's
a musical parody. La, 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 la. That's all you need to know.
Oh, my.
A teenager to love. The test tube burger.
They're changing our carnivorous habits by making ground beef in a lab with a jar of stem cells and some red stuff that smells. Let it sit for a week and you get a gray slab. Man, it sure doesn't look very tasty. I would not call it a treat. And scientists will swear it's the best thing to eat. But I don't want fake food, especially fake meat. It's test tube burger and plastic fries. Take one taste and you'll think that you'll die. Please don't mess with the food that I buy. Don't want test tube burgers and plastic fries.
No, plastic straws, that's the great threat. All of us. It is 4:53. Come and join us at Bomb Hours after the show. Bomb Hours on the Boulevard. It's LaDonna's birthday, and we're going to toast the revocation of John Brennan's security clearance today. By the way, in the Major League Baseball this afternoon, the Brewers blew it. They lost an important game to them Cubs.
Yeah, well, they're choke artists.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, you are. That's correct. We're getting too close. Time for us to fail. They are what the Cubs used to be before they finally went all the way and won a World Series. Divorce is never easy. Even under what you might call ideal circumstances where it's mutually agreed upon we should go our separate ways, at that point you still have two adults who will be looking for their own best interest because their future is at stake. You're going to have enough to focus on, and this is what I fail to see. The train that was on the tracks that I failed to see in my divorce situations, that I was going to have to basically devote my energy to adjusting to a new life at a new place. The whole routine of living was different. And that in itself, for someone like me, that was very disconcerting. You know, I'm kind of better when I've got, you know, a fix on where I'm going to be day after day after day. And instead, I decided to get managerial in my divorce situation. And all I did was run up a giant tab that could have been half that because I didn't listen to my lawyer. You know, so Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. If you're a guy facing a divorce situation, call them, put it on the table, let them deal with acquiring a settlement that's satisfactory to you, a settlement that includes appropriate visitation, something that's legal and enforceable. And then you can focus on the things that are really going to be challenging following a divorce, that new routine, that new way of life. You can reach them at 819-4810. If you'd like to see the difference they've made for men who have used them going through a divorce, read the testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jay, could you talk fast again?
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Not much going on out on the roadways right this minute. Don't see anything that's going to give you too much trouble. We are seeing a little bit of slow traffic on 85 northbound. That'll be between Bell Road and the exit ramps at Taylor Road. So be careful if you're over that way. You might experience a little bit of a delay right there. There's some extra traffic in the downtown area, but nothing on the interstate systems other than that little bit on 85 northbound. Atlanta Highway looking real good, and the boulevard seems to be pretty much all clear. Your pet wants to be outside? Invisible Fence has many plans to keep your pet safe and to keep them at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I am broadcasting on all frequencies.
Yeah!
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy-efficient Carrier system. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Lou Choir has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at Lou Choir, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new Carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyluchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market? Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-02.